Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rob Ellis. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Ellis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Theobald moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Theobald moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards second. McKinney throws to second for one, and Morales throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Theobald scores. Cardenal scores. May moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick strikes out. One out. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Hermann and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Morales applying the tag. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards second. McKinney throws towards short. Morales fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Cardinal moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Cardinal moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-1 in the game. Matchick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Slayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Auerbach moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Johnson. Auerbach moves to third. Cardinal moves to second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Krause now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick strikes out. One out. Frank Tipdino pinch hits for Lou Krause. Frank Tipdino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipdino takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Theobald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. Tipdino moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Steve Keeley now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Bell now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing second base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morales strikes out. One out. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0-for-3 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Auerbach hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.